This is the Faith and Family column, this time called Joy in Gratitude, written by Kimberly Noel Zahler. This is the Faith and Family column, this time entitled Joy in Gratitude, written by Kimberly Noel Zahler, an ELCA pastor, mother of two, and spouse of an ELCA pastor. With half-eaten bowls of oatmeal on the table, my children jump off their chairs, run into the living room. "Music on," my son asks, smiling. With arms lifted in the air, both children yell, "Music, dancing!" I nod my head and soon hear the click of the stereo system and the familiar beat of pentatonics from their latest favorite CD. Finishing my breakfast and sipping my coffee, I watch them dance. Isaac, the two-year-old, runs in circles laughing, while his older sister Charlotte lifts her arms and spins on one foot. Their delight echoes throughout the room, and their smiles never leave their faces. Moments like these show me my children's innate joy. Having each other, some music, and room to move is all they really need. I look at them, and I can't help but feel joy, too. November is the traditional month for sharing thanks, and through my children, I see how joy and thanks go together. As a parent, I can easily overlook the moments of joy throughout my day. I can be consumed by the to-do list, by the never-ending emails waiting for responses, appointments to schedule, errands to run, dishes to clean and put away, and clothes to wash. Yet, if I look up, I can see my children's joy, and simultaneously their gratitude for life as they play with their trains, recount what they learned at school, celebrate the blue sky, and play and share with friends at the park. For many children, joy comes easily, but expressing thanks takes more work. I know there will come a time when I won't have to ask my children, "What do you say?" after they receive a gift or someone does something nice for them. But until then, I hope to celebrate the simple moments of joy that surround me and to keep modeling thanks for all the gifts we receive. I want to continue to invite my children into a life of joy and gratitude. Here are some possible practices as a family. Keep a list of all the people, places, and things that bring you joy. As you share together, offer a prayer of thanks. Watch what brings you... Watch what brings your children joy and join them in it. Share in dancing before bed, color together, slide down the slide, and read their favorite books with them. And search your Bible for passages that contain the word joy and read them together as a family.